Very excited right now to be joined by Commander Safety Jeremy Chin. Jeremy, thanks for making time for us, dude. B-Mitch and I were just talking about it. We both watched the Jets practice, and then we watched today. This looked like really good work for both teams.
Yeah, it felt like it. You know, it's always nice going against somebody else, a different team, where you're going against your own teammates since OTAs. So it's always good working these joint practices.
Dan always talks about putting you all in tough situations and things of that nature. How do you react to how he's changing up different groupings and things like that to make sure you find out what guys can and can't do?
Yeah, I think it's been really well as far as switching up different personnel, guys working with different guys. And being in different situations, just seeing how our defense can gel together under whatever circumstance we're thrown at.
So as you guys come down here and face a team like Miami with just track speed all over the place, Dan before practice said he likes to put you guys in almost more difficult situations on days like this than he necessarily will in games. What was it like going up? I mean, Tyreek's running around. You got Tua slinging it to him. I mean, there's a lot of talent on that Dolphins offense.
Yeah, I mean, there is for sure. I mean, it's great work. Like with all the movements they do, the motions and stuff, you know, it really keeps us disciplined with our eyes and certain techniques. So, I mean, no, they have a very explosive offense. They got track stars all over. They got a 4x1 team. So being in these situations, man, it's only gonna help us.
How do you see this growth of the team has been going from the beginning to now? Because you know, as media people and fans, we look at it, we think we know, but you're in it. You know exactly what you think. How the growth is going?
Yeah. Yeah, man, I think it's going really well. Anytime like a team travels like this, I mean, we've this is the second week in a row where away from home for 3-4 days. Mm-hmm. So just being able to be around each other, you know, eat dinner together, spend time in the hotels, you know, be around the city, whatever, just spending that time together, I really think it just it gels us together really well.
What's it like? I mean, you've been in the NFL for 4 seasons. What's it like to travel this much in the preseason? Is that different, weird? Do you like it?
I mean, I've traveled a little bit in previous years in the preseason, but I mean, I do like it. Like I said, it only makes the team closer at the end of the day. So when you can have that before the season starts and just kind of have a rhythm and know how things on the road are going to be, it feels pretty good.
Well, and then getting an off day in Miami might not be the worst thing.
Exactly, right?
Tomorrow, though, I'm sure you guys are locked in meetings, all sorts of stuff. Yeah. Do you get to, like, at least get out for a dinner or something?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, tonight we got a little bit later curfew.
Good.
So this will be like our dinner night, hang out a little bit. But nah, it's always great. They take care of us. We got time to be human beings, so it's nice.
You
got
to talk to the rookies like, yo, I know we're in South Florida, but it's still a work trip.
No, they've all got good heads on their shoulders, man. So we'll make sure they're looked after.
Speaking of the rookies, Sammerstill. So, I mean, you see where B and I have been sitting. And when you guys opened in team drills was in that red zone goal line stuff with the starting defense out there against that Dolphins offense, and looked like there was like a double fire blitz, and then Sammerstill is on the long kind of drag with Tyreek and just makes a play on the ball. Like, what's it like seeing a rookie like that, no fear, going against Tyreek Hill?
Man, I love it, man. I love it. He's got a great head on his shoulders. He's competitive as hell. He works his ass off, so I'm really excited about him. I'm really happy that, you know, he's with us, and I think he's going to have a hell of a year.
That's the kind of rookie that makes you not have gray hair. Well, you don't have to worry about it.
He's a great rookie, man. He brings in snacks. He brings food on the plane. So, I mean, every box he takes it.
See, some people kind of welcome food? It, JP.
What kind of snacks?
Man, the meeting rooms is full. It's full with snacks, whether it be honey buns, candy, chips. I mean, he takes.
He makes sure the veterans are taken care of.
He's done ordered smoothies for meetings and stuff.
That's awesome.
During camp, he brings Chick-fil-A onto the plane. So, I mean, he does everything. He'll have a good Christmas for sure.
That's good to hear, dude. What's it like for you after 4 years in Carolina, where the last couple of years had to be pretty rough? You know what I mean? Where now you get this fresh start, and these guys clearly wanted you, identified you in free agency. How do you feel going into a season? This is your first season, you know, after a rookie deal, after where your career started.
Yeah. Man, I'm super grateful for this opportunity just to be able to work with the people that are in Washington and be able to see me and recognize me and know what I can bring to the table and see that. So I'm super appreciative of the opportunity that I have. And I'm super excited, man. It feels like a revival for myself and my career. and I know I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
That's
people,
great.
People ask you sometimes your predictions. I'm not going to ask you a prediction. What's your expectation for the team this year?
My expectation?
Mm-hmm.
It's a different way of being asked.
Yeah. man, really, I expect that this team continue to grow together and push each other. And I know we continue to do that every single day and continue to take pride in that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I just know that, you know, the sky's the limit for us.
Definitely.
Now, we've got Jeremy Chinn joining us now live on The Fan, Commander Safety. We asked you about Mikey, who's a rookie. We're going to ask you about another rookie.
Right.
Jaden Daniels, number two overall pick.
Yeah.
You know, you played with Bryce in Carolina. Like, what do you think of Jaden, both in how he carries himself as a rookie and just the performance on the field?
Yeah, I mean, he's very confident, like the way he carries himself. But he also has a level of humility, too, as well. Shout out Ocho Cinco, man.
Are you guys boys? Clearly?
Hey, clearly, you see what's going on. Come on. Jaden, man, he's super confident. As he should be, man. He's worked very hard to be where he's at. And he's also a hell of a competitor. But just, I think guys really gravitate to him just because they see how he carries himself, that humility, but also that confidence as well. So it's easy to rally behind him.
And then just when you're going through practice against him, what stands out? Because I notice the quick release and for a young guy to never be scared to throw to a spot.
He doesn't put it in Holmes' way, neither.
Before a receiver's even making a break.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that's that confidence. You know, I can't tell you where it comes from, but it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, you're so nice to join us, and we don't want to keep you too long. I know you got meetings and probably want to cool. What's next? Cool tub? Cold plunge? What do you do?
I'm about to get a lift in right now.
Really?
Yeah.
And are you guys, do you have a walkthrough with them tonight, or was it just the joint?
What you should do is go lift with them, Jay. We can film that. We'll go viral, I promise you.
I don't know that Jeremy and I are quite lifting the same amounts.
I didn't say lift the same weights. Just do the same routines.
I have asked Chad to get me a program before.
All the weights are overrated, man.
What do you like to do? Overrated. Are you a resistance guy?
You want to know the truth? Like,
yeah,
I do Pilates a lot, man.
Like, really?
I love Pilates. I still lift weights a lot, but Pilates, man, it just has my body feeling so good. Just the way I can move my core.
Might make him a better golfer. See,
you golf?
There you go.
I'm saying you.
Okay.
You need to get those hips a little tight.
My hips. I'm externally rotated.
Too, yeah.
And I need to work on my internal rotation.
We can get you on a reformer.
Shakira say hips don't lie.
Hey man, men lie, women lie, not hips.
don't.
Well, dude,
appreciate you, Jeremy.
Jeremy, thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Hold on, let me see this real quick. Compete every day.
Yeah.
Is everybody wearing that?
They should.
If they don't wear it, they better live it, right?
Right, exactly.
Is that the message every day from DQ?
I mean, that's what we come here to do, man. Compete and win everything that we do. So, I mean, I think the mantra of this camp is just to compete, and that's what we want to do in everything. Compete on the field, in the weight room, in the training room, in the meeting rooms. Just compete. Just whether it be with somebody else or with yourself.
There you go.
Hey, man. Thanks very
appreciate
much.
It,
I really appreciate
thank
you making time for us.
All right, bro.
Thank you for waiting through that break, too.
Nah,
that was
good,
kind
man.
Of you.
All good.
Thanks very much, man. That is Commander Safety Jeremy Chinn. What an impressive dude. I'll meet you at the Pilates studio.